There was something about the start of a new school year that filled me with hope. Mainly, it was the hope that the next 12 months couldn't be as painful, embarrassing, or humiliating as the last. Plus, it was a chance for everyone to catch up on the gossip from the summer, and Neil had some very big news indeed.
Yeah, the holidays were nice, although I was nearly unfaithful to my wank girlfriend.
You got a girlfriend over the summer?
No, wank girlfriend. It's Hayden Panettiere off of Heroes.
Right, I see.
So I've been pretty good, but the other day I was tempted to knock one out over Fern Cotton. I didn't, but I was tempted. What's all that about, do you reckon?
Honestly?
Yeah.
I think it's fucking nonsense and you're mental.
Jay! Morning, Benders. You miss me?
Of course, loads. Where you been?
Here and there. Thailand.
Cool.
Yeah, I spent the last 6 weeks in a Thai kickboxing training camp. In the end, I had to send in fighters from Cambodia because I'd knocked everyone in Thailand out.
I thought you were staying at your nan's in Great Yarmouth.
That was a cover story. Here he is, Fabio Capello.
You're right, Rio Ferdinand.
Poos and Boyle.
Yes, brilliant. Spend long on those.
Most of the summer.
Right, well, can we maybe leave it now?
Of course, mate. Adolf Schittler, last one.
Look, under a great deal of stress, 2 months ago, I accidentally shit myself in one exam. One. What about all the exams I didn't shit myself in?
Yeah, it's funny how people forget about the good stuff when you shit yourself in an exam, isn't it?
I'm going to struggle to get laid this year, aren't I?
You're going to struggle to get somebody to sit next to you this year.
Thanks.
Oh, I'm well excited about finally being the top year. It's going to be brilliant.
Is it not going to be just like last year, but with more exams?
Nah, because we're the oldest, we'll get a pick of the birds.
Will we, though?
Yeah, it's natural selection, isn't it? I reckon we'll get through all this lot by half term, then move on to the teachers.
Yeah, I mean, that could happen. In the same way that literally anything that doesn't break the laws of physics could happen. Oh, my mate Chris Grove said that when he was in year 13, he only had to come in like 2 hours a week. And on the first day, in the common room, they used plates from the canteen as frisbees. Just smashed them up.
Maybe this year I'll finally get together with Carly.
Oh, why say it? No one cares.
Mackenzie, surprised to see you back.
Pleasantly surprised?
No, genuinely surprised. If what happened to you had happened to me, I'd have taken my own life.
Just shows my moral fibre, I suppose.
Something to do with fibre, yes. Well, congratulations, Sutherland. You just got detention before school's even started.
Okay. This episode is called What the Fuck Does Billy Know About?
The In-Betweeners.
The In-Betweeners. Great show.
Seriously, great show.
Great show. I'm really impressed with that. We actually have found a British... It's a sitcom. Mm-hmm. British comedy show, which is that funny. Mm-hmm. That is actually good.
Yep.
Do you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Because it's like, it's all about, what, four kids at a sick form.
Mates, three mates and one joins, then he's a bit of
one
a set.
Briefcase wanker.
Yeah,
yep.
Wanker, yeah.
So you got who the catch? You got Will, he's a briefcase wanker. He's like the main character, but he's not really the main character, if that makes sense.
Yep.
He's the focal point, like he starts with he joins a new sick form.
Mm-hmm.
That's quite clever. They use a sick form goes then they're older.
Yep.
They're not kids.
Yep. They're going into the stage where this is where they all start going apart. You know,
you can get into pubs at 17. You can.
Yep.
If you get served or not is a different story.
Yeah, but you can get in.
I never got served till I was fucking 18 in clubs.
Mm-hmm.
In the pubs that I used to drink.
I got my ID.
Yeah,
I still got ID'd now. I'm nearly 27 and I get ID'd for cigarettes.
You got a baby face. That's why.
Bear beer.
You got a face like a skeleton.
Like a baby skeleton.
You ever see the funny bones?
Like a skeleton baby.
That's fucking dark.
Isn't it? I didn't notice it. You pointed that out. That is actually,
fucking Fred West sitting next to him. But yeah, so you got... So Will, he's like a posh boy. He's like a public school boy.
He's a bit posh.
And he's moving on to a... Well, I don't get this. Public school... Mm-hmm. Right, that's where it's like Keggs in Chelmsford, that's a public school, yeah?
Yep.
It's where it's like a grammar school. They call that a public school. Mm-hmm. Am I right with that?
Yep.
So what is the school we went to? The local school?
I think that comes under public school as well, but I think Keggs would be a public school for the exceptional.
You know, exceptional. Fucking X-Men.
Yes. They all have special powers at Keggs. Have you not seen the kids that come out of there?
They've all got big hair.
Start fires and that. Oh, no.
No, they've all got big hair and they're autistic.
Okay.
You know, they can solve an equation in 2 seconds, but they can't brush their fucking hair.
scruffy motherfuckers.
Or cross a road.
Yeah, anyone from Keggs listening to this, tidy the fuck up.
Will went to Keggs.
Tidy the fuck
up. Andy went to Keggs.
Andy?
Yeah, it's called, is it King Edward's, King Edward's Grammar School? Yeah,
yeah.
They all went there. Andy, yeah. Will.
Yeah.
All that lot. All of, they sound posh, but not posh.
Yeah. They just like it.
Educated.
Yes.
Yeah, we're scum. We're the scum. We're the louse. We're on Booze Britain. That's us. That's me and you, Bill. Booze Britain.
Who's talking about fucking Booze Britain?
Oh. Yeah. He went to open a beer and he just clicked the...
He
clicked
broke his finger.
He sounded like this old person to go, who's Booze Britain? Broken down. But yeah, so Will, he was like the posh boy.
Mm-hmm.
Briefcase, brought a briefcase to a... It's a school.
Yeah, just briefcase for short.
Yep, briefcase wanker.
Yep, and or just wanker. Should we call him wanker?
Nah, briefcase wanker.
Oh, okay, briefcase. What
briefcase mong, they called him one. Briefcase episode mong. I thought was brilliant.
Yep. Yeah, yeah.
And then you had Jay. Ooh. Jay was the one who was always going, he goes on about having sex with everyone.
Oh, yeah, man.
When in fact, he hasn't lost his virginity. We know that.
It's all the front.
And we knew people like that.
Yep.
They might be listening now.
Mm-hmm. Apparently he loves a clunge, but... You
know, we're not going to name any names.
He doesn't get none.
People we know from school. But there was loads of people we knew.
That blagged it
big time. Like,
yeah, definitely.
Like, how many times did you hear the story of someone going on holiday,
mm-hmm.
age 14...
With no witnesses,
with their parents,
yep.
come back and say... Lost me V to some bird in the bar.
Yeah. Shut up, you spent a week in Norfolk in a tent, mate.
Yeah. With your nan.
Yeah, by your uncle.
Oh, yeah, but that went to court and it was all proven.
Yeah.
Okay, so.
Sorry about that, mate.
But it was funny, though, wasn't it? And then you got Neil.
Yeah.
Neil is the gormless one.
Bit of a jigger. He likes a little dance.
He likes a little dance, doesn't he? He can remember Justin Timberlake dancing, a bit of. Was it the old break?
Well, not really. I wouldn't say Justin Timberlake.
Well, he doesn't do the song. It's Peter Crouch.
It is Peter Crouch. Because, you know, Peter Crouch has given the robot a pretty bad image now, I think.
Hey, don't diss the Crouchy.
Well, that's a pony fucking
stuff. Fuck off. If he played for West Ham, you'd be bigging him up. You'd be sucking his dick.
We'd be bigging him up. He's big enough already, prick.
Any bigger, he'd be like fucking Jack and Jab Beanstalk.
He is.
And then you got Simon, who's... He's literally... I don't know what... Simon isn't... He's not got, like, a role. What he is... He's everything you do. Mm-hmm. Every scenario you're in...
Mm-hmm.
That could go wrong.
He's that one.
He is that scenario.
Yeah.
So, like, he's always the one that ends up naked.
Yep.
Puking up on a kid. Remember that episode where he puked up on the kid?
He was trying to put on his sister, wasn't he? And he puked up on her brother.
Yeah, so he does that, and yeah, he always seems to get naked. His bollock hanging out on the face. Yeah, he's one of it. So he's like, they've all got kind of, like, you got the posh boy, you got the bullshitter, you got the gormless one, and then you got you. That's literally what I think they're trying to make. You got you.
Yeah.
You're him,
and you can relate to your mates. You can say that's.
Oh, I know some. I know some of that.
Adam Barker, he's your briefcase mom.
What?
No. You had a briefcase, but you weren't a mole.
Fuck off. I was a mole, but you had a briefcase. But no, yeah, he was the one there where you would say, okay, I'm watching now, yeah, put yourself in there, and then you'd watch him, and then put him in a situation, and then if anything would go wrong, it went.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he had a shit car.
Whoa. Hang on. It's for the record, okay? The Fiat Cinquecento is not a shit car, okay? Alright, let's put it out there. I had one of these, okay? It wasn't as sad as this. I didn't have a red door. Mine was the sporty kind, okay? It said sporting. I did take that off.
Yeah, in dirt. Someone had written it on the back.
RS Turbo.
RS Turbo.
No, okay.
RS Turno. So it's a story of four guys.
Yep.
They're not popular.
But it's not a rubbish car.
They're not popular. They're not unpopular.
Mm-hmm. They're trying to be
popular.
They're
nothing. They're just kind of...
In-betweeners.
That's the... That's the
Well,
Okay. So, thank you for listening to this podcast.
Yeah.
What does being now back?
Obviously a lot.
But no, so it's literally, we can adapt to it. Because, you know, is adapt the right word?
We can, yeah, no, it's not the right word. I've had a few beers. So don't ask me. Don't ask me for look for words.
Well, we can, I'm going to say adapt anyway.
Okay.
We can adapt to it.
Yep.
No, adapt means that we can, well, we can watch it and we can think, yeah,
mm-hmm.
I know those guys.
Yep.
I was one of them at school.
Yep.
I was the one with the bollock hanging out. I was the one with the shit car. But there were stories, I mean, like, do you have any stories? Because they're actually filming a new series, because they've done the third series, and they're filming a movie.
So they've done a third series? I thought they were just going to do a movie. They've done a third series?
No, the third series has already been done, sorry. So they've done three series.
Done two,
no, three series.
Okay,
might be two.
I'll think
it's three. It is three.
Yeah?
No, it might be two.
I'm pretty sure it's two.
Hang on, let me have a look. No, there's three.
Ah, season three.
Three was the first one was the first one.
Oh, okay, show. Yep.
Fucking people were listening going, no, there's three. There's three. Shut, there's fucking three. Oh, fuck.
What are you checking it for? I'm shouting at you.
Fucking three. Yeah, no, yeah. So there's a three series. They've gone, like, making a film.
Mm-hmm.
The film was set, like, first lad's holiday. Me, personally,
mm-hmm.
I got married young.
Yep. Got four kids now.
Four kids and a cat.
Yep.
Got a hairy dog.
Who hasn't got a hairy dog?
What?
Okay.
The dog's asleep.
Please tell us. What is a dog with no hair?
What?
I'm asking them.
Oh!
Look at them. Because you just said I've got a hairy dog. What is a dog with no hair?
No, but he's weird. No, I didn't mean hairy dog. I meant hairy baby.
You've got four kids and a hairy baby.
I didn't mean it.
You give birth to Teen Wolf.
Oh, cheat that. Michael J. Fox came out with shaking and shit. Fucking hell. Yeah, what are we talking about? In between us.
That's where we are.
I think they're filming it in...
It's got to be New York.
But, you know, any... Yeah, it's all the same, isn't it?
Yep.
I only went on a lad's holiday.
Mm-hmm.
Not really my cup of tea.
Yep.
Because, to me, I'm not a clubbing type.
Mm-hmm.
Never have been.
Yep.
Never will be.
Mm-hmm.
I'd rather sit in a pub or a bar and get absolutely drunk.
You can socialise in a bar.
Socialising. Going to a bar,
yep.
Going to a club, I don't think it's
not social.
Not for me. Mm-hmm. And then I think...
Unless you're going to pool, that's...
Exactly.
You know, that's all the club.
I don't need
club
to do that.
Atmosphere is all about.
I've already pooled. I'm done.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I've pooled enough.
Yeah, man.
I'm all right.
Pulled your plonker.
Pulled me plonker in the right direction of pussy. Right, okay, so I'm done. But yeah. So, did you ever go to Les? You've been to a couple of Les, didn't you?
Well,
because you can't pull, because you only pull lesbian ones.
Apparently so, right?
If you're listening to this before the Family Guy episode, pause this now. Go back, listen to the Family Guy episode. Come back. Are you back? Fucking brilliant, isn't it? This is a good episode. This is a good episode.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, yeah. So you went on lads all day, yeah?
Well, you know, there was lads, but you know, there was 12 of us, six girls and
a
six
group
boys.
Holiday, you know,
yeah. Well, there was six of us blokes, but one of them, Mr. Chris Hewitson, decided to pull out at the last minute.
We're tagging you in this, bitch. Bam, bam, you got tagged.
Yeah. So there was six girls, six lads. Yeah, we went to Ibiza, had 2 weeks out there.
Like Kevin and Perry.
Yeah, it was, but it was like Kevin and Perry. The atmosphere is like Kevin and Perry. You see them in the clubs and stuff like that. It's a bit mental over there.
Okay, Manumission.
Fucking brilliant. Twice.
Yeah? Is there S&M in Manumission, isn't there?
It's fucking random. They've got some weird people dancing up behind the DJ. They've got some mad set going on behind there. To be honest, I was just floating around between the different rooms.
You got rooms in there?
Yeah, man. Because it's an old aircraft hangar.
Oh, okay.
This is the biggest club. I don't know. I heard it's the biggest club in Europe or the world, but I know it's definitely one of the biggest.
Maybe
clubs
it was
in
at
Europe.
The time.
It's fucking huge. The place is stupidly big, stupidly big,
stupidly big.
Yeah, but went to a few other places. Twice as nice. Went there, saw Richard Blackwood. He was up on the stage.
What happened to Richard Blackwood? As you're saying that,
you know what happened to Richard Blackwood? He went to Ibiza and acted like a twat. That's what Richard
Blackwood.
He was
massive, Richard Blackwood. I remember him, he was massive.
He was a big
MTV, wasn't he?
Yeah. Everyone used to love him on that.
Oh, he was brilliant on that.
Yeah, and I used to like him on that.
He brought out a few songs. 1, 2, 3, 4, get with the wicked. I got it. Do you remember that song?
Was that Richard Blackwood?
That was Richard Blackwood. All right. This is Richard Blackwood's Get With The Wicked song.
1, 2, 3, 4, get with the wicked. Woo. Can I get a woo. Chicks get with it. Can I get a fellas, you know.
Are we recording this one?
1, 2, 3, 4, get with the wicked. Can I get a chicks get with it? Can I get a fellas, you know. Abi runs the show.
What? I'm just too hot to handle in the matter of rap. The elements are relevant as luck in the track. I buckle up, run the shop, take it to the top, but still laid back as I fade the crack. I tap the bottle and twist the cap. I bring the essence of lessons to fight your whack. I'm majestic, you can't test this. With the skills I got, yo, I should be arrested.
1, 2, 3, 4, get with the wicked. Can I get a chicks get with it? Can I get a fellas, you know.
To relax, now I came to prepare. I got this on the loose, your lyrical abuse, be aware. I order con the wicked, I declare. You can get a ooh ooh, a what, a rock rock. All be, help me out now.
Don't worry, I got you, that's how we get down. Place to amaze, make yeah. It hot, I'm not stand.
From crowns to pounds, kilo to ounce. Bounce, here's a chance to relieve that tense. Loose up those pants and up with those hands. Get with the hardest deal, chica on the trance. I occupy this bar from dusk to dawn. Dawn to dusk, tripping for hours a bus. Whenever, however, whatever I want. Anytime, any place, anywhere. I'm prepared.
1, 2, 3, 4, get with the wicked. Can I get a chicks get a with it? Can I get a fellas, you know? 1, 2, 3, 4, get with the wicked. Can I get a chicks get a with it? Can I get a fellas, you know?
This is where the science ends, and you enter the lion's den. Yes, my friend, the flows get bent and twisted. Who gets paid with? Yes, I'm a friend,
yo, drop some hot-ish, got you all hyped out. Now check me, cheek after chicos, how liberated, stimulated, satisfaction we created.
I bet the tools of the trade, cause you're afraid of the fact. When you're missing the lesson, yo, it's time to react.
Off with those hats from Caldita, the extraordinary senorita. Lyrical abuse, you best believe that.
Run with the shrew cat. Get the sewer rat.
It's not where you're from, kid. It's where you at.
1, 2, 3, 4. Get with the wicked. Can I get a chicks get with it? Can I get a fellas, you know. 1, 2, 3, 4. Get with the wicked. Can I get a chicks get with it? Can I get a fellas, you know.
How can you not remember that?
I remember it, but I remember it sounded good when I was younger.
That was awesome!
No, man, come on.
That was an awesome tune.
I nearly died. That first part.
Can I get a whoop whoop? Get with the wicked. Can I get a whoop whoop? It's happening, you know. Hardly for the show.
You all want to see Adam Silvery dancing while he sings it. He's got some right funky jig going on.
I'm the white Richard Blackwood, motherfucker.
Nah, man, you're not that bad. You're not a bad man.
Well, no, but that song, though, there's actually a trailer for a new film called Another Hood, right?
Yep.
It's Adam Deacon. He was in Adulthood and Kidulthood, which is quite serious films.
Did he direct them?
He directed... No, he didn't direct them ones. Noel Clarke directed them ones, but right. He starred in them.
Right, okay.
He's made Another Hood, which is like a comedy, and it's like... yeah, here's a trailer for that one.
Kenneth!
Kenneth!
My name is Kay! Kenneth O'Sullivan Fletcher, the next nappy Commendubs.
Burn your job, blood. I'm gone.
Yeah, we bring the stars out. We bring the women and the...
Wagwan, mumsy.
Can I need that money for tomorrow?
No, I left, innit?
You done what?
I'm on bigger things.
Bigger things? Idiots, we're skint. And there ain't nobody
fresher. So Mr. to some... Fools better recognise. Man, is a top boy MC out here, man. It's a high-patching, high-patching.
What are you doing?
Look at you, Asbo children. And you, why are you dressed like a showbiz ice cream?
My mixtapes and hot the mark. You owe me some money, bro.
Here's one.
You're the fool doing all this. You can't MC, fool.
1, 2, 3, 4, get with the wicked. Can I get a chicks get with it? Can I get a fellas? You
minimum of my size.
Chat no more, chat.
How you mean you run out of food tellers, man? Why do you want bloody protein like a bad man sweet? You get me?
Dad, did you hear Richard Blackwood, man, get with the wicked in that one?
I did, man.
Bad man. It's a bad man sweet, man. You get me? What a fucking full telephone. It's a bad man sweet, man. You get me? It's fucking brilliant. I've got to watch that. It's not going to be the best film in the world. It's probably going to be quite pants, really.
It's going to be pretty
We nice. Know it's going to be a bit shit. Mm-hmm. But it's going to be quite pants. But yeah, so another hood is coming out. It should be out not soon, so watch out for it. There you go, the little plug for a film. Yeah. That's
shit.
Probably never going to be watched. Right? I'm probably going to watch it.
You probably will watch it.
I will
you,
watch it.
You watch a lot of stuff.
I do watch it. But yeah, so Richard Blackwood, big up to Blackwood. He was on Soccer AM the other week. That's why it reminded me that he was
on there promoting his
just promoting that Otherhood film.
Oh, not his album. He's not re-releasing the song, no.
I'll fucking re-release.
I bet he is. Now that's coming out,
I'll buy it.
Don't.
Right. Okay. So Richard Blackwood at what? A club in?
Yeah, it was Twice as Nice.
Yep.
On San Antonio Bay.
Yeah, that was a seat. That was a CD, wasn't it? Twice as Nice, I remember that, yeah.
We got the club there.
We used to love our garage shit and that, didn't we, when we were younger?
I can't listen to it now. Do you go back and you listen to stuff?
Like Craig David and that?
Oh, man. Craig David.
Craig David all over your boink, boink.
Oh, man. And when we were young, we used to listen to that. I used to think, that's a fucking tune.
It does take me back, though. When I listen to it, it does kind of remind me of that time. And I do think, oh, that was a good time. But when I listen to it, I'm like, any good song though. I listen to fucking, if I hear a Step song, it reminds me of that time. Oh. I mean, it's a fucking good song.
No, yeah.
I mean, so, but yeah.
But they're all crap, but yeah.
Twice as Nice.
Yeah, went Twice as Nice. We went to a few other places, but to be honest, we got so fucking trashed every single night. We was drinking, we were going at like 2 a.m. So our beef was crazy. You know, they don't go to sleep. Clubs are open till 8:00 a.m. You come out, you've been partying all night, and you come out, and the sun is shining, and you know, that's bedtime. It's fucking hard.
Well, it makes sense. If you're not, you party all night.
Mm-hmm.
Go to sleep when it's fucking light, because it's gonna get bright at 4 or 5 a.m.
14 nights.
Yes. Yeah. You fucking go to bed at fucking what? 8 a.m. You ain't gonna get up till 3.
Well, I was trying to, but you know, it's when the sun comes up, it gets so hot out there. You got no air. We had no air conditioning. I was sleeping in the bath. I had no water in it.
It was just nice and cool.
It weren't. I thought it was, but you know,
sticky.
It was fucking horrible, yeah.
Because there's someone else in there.
Sitting on my face. This is not the toilet.
That's what they said.
You just pooped on my head.
It's
fucking brilliant. Do you know what I mean? We all had a really good time out there. But air conditioning would have been a godsend.
So you reckon in between this film though, the film, you will be able to relate to it. You're watching, and you know that the writers are clever enough to kind of shoe in some stuff.
You know, to what?
Shoe in some shit.
Some shit in some shoe.
Why would you say shit in shoe?
When we was over there, we had a group of friends, and we had the boys all sitting up one end. We'd all have one room, and up the other end of the corridor, there's the other, like the girls had their room up there.
Did they do that on purpose? Did they say, we don't want the boys and the girls living together?
Right, well, what happened was, when we first got there, okay, they had one room open, so the girls were like, boom,
That's our room,
bitch. So they took that room. So we was like, okay, so we waited a little while. What, long? I mean, no more than an hour or so. And then we've taken the other room.
Why did you have to wait?
Two days in. I don't know if they were clearing it up.
They were cleaning it. Getting it ready.
So, we're sitting in our room, and the girls will come across to our room every morning, and then we'd sort our day out, and then if we're going to the beach or whatever. And then one of the girls, Carla, she come in, and she's like, she's got her hand over her mouth, and she's like, oh, my God. Oh God, you're not gonna believe this. She's like, what's the matter? What's going on? She's like, you're not gonna believe this. She was like, go in our room, go and see what's happened. So we've walked down the corridor, opened the room, opened the door, walked in, and there is shit all over the walls, all over the bed, poo.
Poo.
Poo. The poo is all over the place. Okay, there was crap everywhere. And then in the middle of the room on the floor was a trainer filled with shit. Now, someone, okay, has taken the time to squat over a trainer and shit in a trainer.
They have good aim.
And then they've lobbed it.
How big was the shoe?
I don't know, man.
Size 10?
It was a man's shoe.
So say size 10. Big. Just, you know, he has a good aim.
Average man size.
Okay. Was it a runny poo? To go all over the walls.
No, man, it wasn't really runny. It was something that would have, it had a bit of texture, so it'd stick to the wall.
Sticky poo.
It was a sticky poo. It was as if they planned it. They may have pooed in about five trainers and then been like, that's the poo in a trainer.
Bubblegum poo. That, you know, if you ever, you know, it looks like it could be solid, you touch it, sticks your fingers.
When do you touch poo?
Never touch poo. You just imagine, though. You can just imagine. If you touch it, it'd be like, stuck everywhere. And it would just stick to everything.
Yeah, I don't remember the last time I imagined touching poo, but
I've never touched poo.
If you could imagine the texture, it was okay. It was a bubblegum sort.
Sticky poo.
It was a bubblegum sticky poo.
Yeah, because there's hard poos with nuts in it.
Mm-hmm.
The sticker poos.
Mm-hmm. Snicker poos.
Sticker poos. The ones that hurt your bum when they come out.
Man, yeah. Oh, okay, like one of them dry poos.
Yeah, the ones that have a little like towel on the end. Those scratches that come out. They're just like, fuck you.
That's the scorpion.
That's
the scorpion.
No,
turd.
That's a Freddy Krueger poo.
You only do them in your sleep.
So someone threw a shoe of poo.
Yeah. We call it the gooey poo shoe.
Gooey poo shoe.
Right. Someone has taken their time. You know, okay, Austin Powell's quoted, okay, who throws a shoe, who craps in a shoe, and then throws the crappy shoe. All right, who does that? Well, you've got to be sick in the head, okay, to think, you know, what am I going to do today? I'm in Ibiza, on my feet, I'm going to shit in a trainer and lob it through there.
But why would you, but again, like, shitting in a trainer is one thing.
Yeah.
Why throw it up? Why not throw it to the side, just into a bush?
They'd have probably done that because there was a hotel right next to us. It was like a little alleyway between the two hotels. So maybe it was thrown from next door. But that's just disgusting, yeah? Who poos in a shoe?
Who poos in a shoe? And who throws that shoe?
Yeah.
Answers on a postcard.
Who throws a gooey poo shoe? Disgusting. But yeah, then the girls, you know, we all went and moved them.
Yeah.
One of the lads, Dan, didn't really want to help with doing that, round a poo in it, so he stayed in our room.
That's fair enough. I probably wouldn't want to.
Me, Chris and Simon.
You're nice guys.
We went and helped the girls. We moved all their stuff.
Gloves out. Just clean. They have to clean their clothes. They have poo all over their clothes.
I didn't touch the pooey stuff. I just helped. They packed it out. I helped them move.
Did they have poo in their clothes?
Yeah, their suitcases were all over.
They'll take it down like, to a laundrette and get it washed.
Yeah, when they got all that sorted, and then they moved rooms, so they went into a room upstairs, they changed rooms. You know, it's quite added up.
Well, it was funny, if you went down to a reception and said, someone just threw a shoe full of poo in my fucking room, can I move, please? They're not going to go, no, I get it cleaned up.
It's okay,
I get it cleaned up for you.
A little pool.
A bit of soda water will clear this right up. Get fucking, see, that is a time, you know, you want in that position, if you got a bit of poo on the walls, Barry Scott. And the dirt is gone. That's so they moved you along. Did him so what? A couple of floors higher.
That was only one floor higher. So they went on to the next level.
That's like a testo for the fucking poo thrower. It's like, gotta get up to the next one.
He's thinking, I can't beat this. Went out next day, walked up to the hotel. There's like five trainers stuck to the wall, all covered in brown shit.
Brown shit. See, like, but that's a story that wouldn't seem out of place in Inbetweeners at all.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to say this now, we haven't seen the Inbetweeners movie because it hasn't been made yet. But wouldn't put it past them if they put a poo joke in there somewhere.
Really? Everyone loves a poo joke. Like,
whether it's someone shitting themselves.
Yep.
You ever shit yourself?
Yep.
You really?
Yep.
I think it's fitting to say anything.
No, I have to. Well, you know, it's you know, I'm going to be honest.
This is what the fuck is
being. You're asking me. Yes? You're asking me, I want to tell you.
Well, you ain't got to be that honest. You can lie and say no.
Well, no, then I'll be lying to the listeners.
Listener.
He's sitting there listening now, thinking, I did it as well.
Go on with you, brother.
No shame. Everyone's done it. Come on. Now, the thing is,
last time I shit myself, I was like 5 years old.
Right? You never had a beer, you never done a beer poo, like a beer fart.
Only in the toilet.
Shut up! Look, I could speak to so many people.
Maybe a skip.
And everyone will laugh, and I'll tell them my story, like what's happened, and everyone's too embarrassed.
A beer poo? A beer fart? What's a beer fart? When you shit yourself having a fart in a pub, is that what you're trying to say?
A shot? You've had a few beers? Yeah, it's a shot. It's a beer fart.
No, I'm quick enough to get in the toilet. I have to sweat.
So you have the sweats, you're going to fart, you're going to sweat, the sweat's going to run down your leg, you've got crap on the back of your knee.
That's scientific fact.
Yeah!
A science lesson from Billy. There you go.
If you crap when you sweat, you've got shit on the back of your knee.
But, alright, yeah, no, hang on, I'm not going to... So you shit yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Hang on. I'm going to pause this. I'm going to... Well, here's a clip of something. Hopefully, it's something to do with someone shitting themselves. Or a big, massive fart. So... So tell us a story about you shitting yourself, Bill.
Well, okay. Well, it was... when I was 17, I went to Spain. This is when Tom comes to Spain with us. We went on holiday. We stayed in a campsite in this.
Oh yeah.
Where we stayed. This campsite was halfway up the side of this mountain, and I swear the drop from like where we was to the bottom of the mountain was about half a mile, but then it was about another 3/4 of a mile from the bottom of there to the town.
Yep.
Okay. So we've walked down there, but because you're on holiday, you're only wearing a pair of shorts and a pair of trainers, sandals, you know, whatever you do. We've walked down to this bar, and this was the year when England beat Germany 5-1. I don't know if anyone remembers that, you know.
No, I remember that.
I
was going to Charisse Gregory then.
That was a few years ago.
That's how long ago it was. High school sweetheart, she was.
She married. What's that?
She married now.
She is, isn't she? Right, so what we've done is...
I couldn't give a fuck!
Did she shit herself?
Did she shit herself?
I can give a fuck, we shit herself a lot.
We ain't sharing here, man.
I'm telling
you a story. This is serious shit. It's educational to people out there. This is anyone out there who hasn't gone to Spain and shit yourself. Come on,
yeah, this is a warning. If you're going to Spain, you know, listen to this and then you'll know for next time, right? So, I walked down to this bar.
Yeah, yeah.
We've had a few beers. We're all standing there. Like I said, I've only got a pair of short, like swimming shorts on.
They got the netting.
They have got the netting. Thankfully.
What? Thankfully, yeah. It's like a hammock.
The turd was just lounging about. Okay. It wasn't necessarily a turd. You know, more is a nugget. Alright, so yeah, so I've gone down to the bar, we've had a few beers, right, and we're standing there watching the football, and I've I thought it'd be a bit...
It was the 5-1 game, yeah? It was a Germany 5-1
No, it was just before that.
Just before that, okay.
Yeah. So, we've had a few beers, I'm standing there, you know, I'm with the lads, I'm feeling a bit brave, so I thought I'd squeeze one out, give everyone a little bit of a giggle. Well, yeah, so, yeah, I ended up, I farted and pinched one off.
Sharted.
Yeah, sharted. Right. So, okay, so I'm stood there, and all I've got is a pair of shorts. So I turned to Tom, I'm like, look, Tom, it's coming up to half-time, whatever, I can't remember what football match it was, I was like, Tom, it's coming to half-time, and apparently there was an English fish and chip shop around the corner, and I really wanted these fish and chips. Tom's like, we're going to go and get some fish and chips. I was like, Tom, I've got to run back. I said, I've got to go and see Mum and Dad. Then I'm coming back. He's like, no, we're going to get fish and chips. I was like, no, Tom, no.
I need to go back.
I've got to go and see Mum and Dad. He's like, no, you're going to see Mum and Dad later. I was like, Tom, I'm going home. Oh, I'm going back to the campsite.
Got my own fish and chips to weigh.
Yeah, fish and chips. So, I've then left Tom after bit of a heated discussion. Tom was pretty pissed off that I was leaving, but I couldn't tell him until I'd cleaned myself up.
You just said, Tom, I shit yourself. That's what I was. Wait, mate, touch me bum. Ain't herpes.
Oh, I've got a bunch of grapes hanging out of my bum.
Piles.
Oh. Yeah, no grapes around there.
Yeah.
So yeah, I've got 3/4 of a mile back to the bottom of the hill, and then another 1/2 mile up the hill. Yeah, I ran the whole way with my hands covering the back of my shorts, kept that all hidden, got back, told Tom what had happened.
And undertake?
What, to get back?
Yeah.
About 15, 20 minutes. Man, I was running. I was running.
So there and back?
What, there and back?
Yeah.
No, about 1/2 hour.
Oh, so you missed the second half?
Not all of it.
Becoming a new pair of pants.
Yeah, man.
New pair of shorts.
Fresh. They got chucked in the bin.
Nugget, man. So, that's a story from like a holiday.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone, there's going to be, I told you, there's going to be an in-between story with that.
Yeah?
Because, you know, in-between is as, there's, in in-between is like the first, second series, they have all these stories like, not stories like, they have all these bits in it, which you know of.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, trying to get your first lay, what else they do in the, you see the one where they go on their first trip away, and they go, not their first trip away, but they go on the trip away.
Camping, is it?
No, one where they go to like a seaside town, I don't know where it is.
Yeah.
And that's when he goes, feisty one you are.
Yeah.
They do that one.
Cock sock.
That's, yeah, and then he sits there, and they beat up the fish in the boat.
What a funny
getting stuck on the boat, yeah, you know, it's just beats up brilliant. Fish and that. I mean, it's little things like that you actually think, out of all the shows that they do, comedic things, that's probably happened to somebody, and someone's probably sitting there going, I beat up a fish once.
I've punched a fish to death.
But you know, it's like one of those, I said, Luna Virginia first on the latest series. Remember that when he went to a girlfriend's sister's university place.
Oh,
and
he
was going to lose his virginity to her for the first time, and he was talking dirty to her. Yeah. Oh, and he couldn't do it.
You fucking bitch.
Like, what are you fucking cunt, you big fucking way?
Still shouting at his dick. Yeah.
I mean, what was it like for you for losing it for the first time, Bill?
Well, it was
I'll say now, when I lost it for the first time, it was like heaven.
Look at your head, just busting a nut.
Mine was fun.
Mine was pretty adventurous.
Burnt me arse on the radio.
Go on.
Well, when Andy was here, the episode when you were hungover, mm-hmm. You weren't here, and Andy filled in for you. Andy told me the first time he lost his virginity, and he won't mind me retelling this because he said it on there. He lost his virginity to some lady. He goes, yeah, lost it. She kept calling me George. I said, well, all the way through? He went, all the way through. Oh, she didn't correct her. He went, nope. It felt weird after the second time, but I just didn't want to correct.
Well, she thought that his name was George.
Because the whole time he was having sex with this man, it could have been 5 minutes, I don't know, she was calling him George, and I just thought to myself, George? Where the fuck did she get George? Why would she be saying George anyway? If someone's name was George and you're having sex with them, you wouldn't say their name George.
It
just sounds weird. Even if it was George, you wouldn't say it.
I wouldn't say that's it. That's the most.
George is the most unsexual name in the world. isn't it? George. Raymond. It doesn't sound right, does it? But yeah. What's yours like? Because I know the story.
You know, so he was fucking...
I was fucking there. I wasn't in the bed, like, writing a fucking book. And there was one pushing me. If Facebook was around then, I would have been like, Billy Loser, isn't he? Bam!
Yeah, no, it turned out to be a bit of a mission, didn't it?
Fucking, it was like a fucking mission wasn't it?
We was up the pub, we got a little bit pissed. We went back, I went home. And then, yeah, I decided that...
Gonna break free, lose that V. Break free, lose that V. That was the fucking mission.
Time had come. So I was in my bedroom. I'm fishing around. I knew I'd work the next day, so I prepared myself for work. So I've got a grubby old T-shirt. You know, I knew it was a grubby old T-shirt. Didn't know what T-shirt it was.
Wasn't it?
Right. So I picked it up. Picked up on a pair of jeans. Right. Okay. Lovely. Got me jeans. Simon Warren was with us that night.
Yeah, he was. Yeah.
Simon. I had his football boots. Oh no, actually, I didn't have any shoes. There are no shoes in my bedroom.
Just socks.
Just my socks. So I'm in there. Mum and Dad are in the house. Mum's still in her bedroom. Dad's downstairs. I'm thinking, all right, okay, I've got to sneak out of here without being found.
You were standing outside your fucking bedroom window.
Shouting and hollering. I was like, shut the fuck up.
We were drunk.
Yeah, we was all drunk. But there's a time and a place, okay? Now when I'm trying to get my freak on, I don't need you shouting shit when my mum and dad are about. So, climbed out my bedroom window. We've got a ledge about 7 inches long above our front door.
Do you win 7 inches long and you put your arms right out? Massive.
You wish. So I've climbed down onto that. And from that, I've jumped on the next door's garden. Done a roly-poly.
Roly-poly.
We're in the bedroom.
Bam!
That's what happened.
Get your freak on.
Yeah, went in there. Yeah.
You really wanted
it. Woke up next day. I had to go to work. But obviously I'd left with just in my socks. So I'd been football training with Simon that night. I'd take his football boots. And that was the only reason that they believed me at work, was the fact that I'd got some pum-pum was because I had some fucking football boots on. I was like, am I going to come to work in a pair of jeans, T-shirt, and these fucking pair of football boots?
We won't name the person that you done it to, because I don't think that would be right, but...
No, we can't name names. You know who you are. You ain't listening.
Nah, she probably ain't. But, memorable, didn't you?
Yeah, definitely.
Memorable in my eyes, because we were there. We were downstairs.
Woke up with a lot of phone calls. Phones going off in the morning.
Well, we slept in the living room. It was me, Si, and some other bird. Mm. I don't know the other bird. I can't remember her name now. But we were just laying there.
I want to find that other girl's name. She was pretty hot.
It was, I can't remember her, to be honest.
No.
No, yeah, she was alright.
But there. I
don't remember all that much.
But it's youth. It was a bit of a random first random sexual experience. So I did.
You know,
I had to climb out.
It weren't like them films where they plan it all.
Mm-hmm.
It's all nicely done.
No, not at all. You've pissed up.
Climbed out your window.
It was pissed up sex.
It weren't Romeo and Juliet.
No. Not at all.
Fucking just fucking chav style.
That's what we do on the estate.
But you know, so In Between Us is a great show. Again, we've not really spoken much about it, but, you know.
No, not really.
They were good. They come out with good sayings. Bus wankers, great saying.
Bus wankers.
Everyone loves a bus wanker saying. Yeah. Everyone does that.
Mm-hmm.
How many times have you actually drove past with your window open or down and shouted bus wankers?
I haven't actually done that.
I am going to do it.
You're going to do it. But I'm in a sign-written van. I can't say that sort of stuff. People are going to ring up my boss.
I'll do it my robe,
innit? The fella in that van, registration so-and-so.
Yeah.
They just called me a bus wanker. Well, my boss would be like, are you standing at a bus stop? Yeah. Well, then you're a bus
wanker. If you're all that sad to come all the way down here with the number plate.
How did you get down here? On a bus.
On a bus.
There you go.
Bus wanker. Anyone who gets a bus who listens to this podcast, you may be listening to this podcast on a bus.
I doubt it,
because no one is.
You're not a wanker.
No. You are a little bit. Who gets a bus nowadays? I hate buses. I can't do buses.
I'm
I've been driving for what? 7 years now, mm-hmm. or whatever. I can't do a bus. I hate them.
But you've tried.
I got on a bus once, only because I went for an interview. Went for an interview at this job.
Went for an interview.
I was like, I was trying to get this for a job, and I got asked to go to this job. It's like a sales marketing thing. So I'll go for it. Went there. It was the top of the road where I was living at the time.
Yep.
And they said, yeah, yeah, what you do? You do the sales. They didn't really tell you what the job was. Mm-hmm. They said, come back on Friday. We'll show you what we do, and yeah, you'll see one of the guys, and they'll tell you what's going on. Okay. Went there on a Friday, got there, they said, right here, blah, 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 filled in the form, blah, 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 sat there, and then they said, right, okay, yeah, you're going to go out with Marcus and John. That weren't the names, but whatever.
Okay.
Like, okay. And then I went downstairs, and this other guy who was getting interviewed as well, standing there, oh, mate, he didn't know what the job was about either. Marcus and John come out, so he goes, right, okay, mate, right, we are going to Malden. What the fuck going to Malden for? Yeah, sat in the car, started talking to me in the back of the car. Marcus was driving, other geese was there, John was sitting next to me, he was asking me questions like, so with your jobs and that, what are you looking for in a job? You know, what are you looking for the future? What are your ambitions, blah, blah, blah. I was like, yeah, okay, yeah, I don't really know what you're talking about. But Malden dropped me off for this John bloke, standing there. Door-to-door salesman it was. Selling talk.
Oh, what?
Fuck me, mate.
Open their door and stand at the door talking.
And I was standing there and I was asking him, and he was taking me to these doors and he was knocking on them, but knock, knock. And he had like a fucking list, and he literally says to a guy, he goes, we have a list of all these people. And he goes, we won't go to these houses. I was like, why is that? He goes, because they're over 70. They don't have internet. Okay, he goes, and if they do, they won't really care about it. I was like, fine.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, okay. And he goes, we're going to go to these houses. I was like, right. He goes, don't say nothing, I'll do all the talking. I was like, wasn't planning on.
Yeah.
So I was literally going to stand behind you and not say anything. So I sort of stood there, and he answered, right, first bloke, open the door. What? Hello, sir. I'm sorry to interrupt you. Are you busy? And he went, a little bit. He went, won't keep you long. Do you have internet? Yes. How much are you paying? What's it got to do with you? Well, I'm with TalkTalk, and I think we can beat what you're paying. He goes, haven't told you what I'm paying. He goes, but I think we can beat it. He goes, well, how do you know that? I haven't told you what I'm paying. And he goes, well, we know that we can probably beat most offers around. He goes, well, I haven't told you. He goes, what do you want? And he's not really short of me, but I was saying, oh, fuck's sake. He goes, well, you know, we could probably do this deal. Like, how often do you use internet? He goes, don't use internet. My daughter does. She's not here. He goes, okay. He goes, she's at work. He goes, okay, what time did she finish work? About 5. Come back at 5 o'clock then. I was like, what? 5 o'clock? It's fucking 1 o'clock. Fucking hell, I want to go home. Fucking 5 o'clock, can. That's it. He goes, I'll come back later. He goes, yeah, all right, bye. Slammed the door. I walked away. I said, are people usually that rude? He goes, yeah, yeah, yeah. Get used to it. Fuck off.
No, you don't get
I'm
used to
it. I'm not getting used to being a cunt. I don't God answer the you. Door. To people, because at the end of the day, if I want to buy something, I'll go and buy it.
Yep.
I don't want someone coming and knocking on my door telling me, you know what you want? You want faster broadband. Oh, fuck
you
don't.
I didn't realise, but now you say it.
Yeah, what? You know what you want? You want a front door, because I just walk straight in your house.
But yeah,
I was wondering, man. I was like saying to him, seriously, mate, did you not get young? I was like, no, nah, don't bother me. Get on. I was like, bothers me.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it?
Do you know what I mean? Yeah. I don't even like someone giving me a leaflet in town.
Yep.
Unless it's for something free.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
free Subway.
Yeah, well, I'll take that. I'll take fucking 2. Give a fucking lot. That's what I'm like.
Is that the game we beat up in the alley?
Yeah. That's what it's like. And I stood there. And I was talking about a bus story, wasn't I? Yeah, so yeah. I stood there and we'd done it. And I didn't know it for an hour.
Because
Then he said, okay, well, we've done a couple of houses. And I even said to him, I said, do you actually do a lot? He goes, well, you know, law of averages, he says, you're always going to at least get somebody out of 10 who's going to say yes. And I was like,
out of 10?
And I said this to him, and I think I stumped him, but at the same time pissed him off.
Yeah.
And I said, yeah, but you're knocking on people's houses who have broadband or who want internet on a Friday afternoon at 1 o'clock. They're normally at work.
Yep.
And he didn't know what to say. He went, people have days off. Oh, fuck off. People have days off.
No one's sitting at home at that time of day.
If I've got a day off, last thing I fucking want is someone at my door trying to sell me something.
No, and how many stickers do you see on people's doors?
Do not knock.
Yeah,
shit like
salesman
that.
Salesman and stuff like that. Because people don't like it. You know? And no. You don't necessarily have to have the sticker up there to say, look, don't knock on my door.
Have a dog.
I'm just not going to like it. Don't knock on my fucking
door. I'm going to put a picture of a cock on the door. You ring this, it's what you get.
In the ass.
I'm going to put it over the doorbell and say, don't be a cock.
Don't touch my cock.
But you know, right? But we got there, so like, I did it for an hour. It worked for me. And I was like, I ain't doing this. I felt really like, what's the word, like when you get really down? I was like, degraded or whatever. I was like, this is really embarrassing. I don't like this. I don't like these people. Anyway, listen, I don't care. If you're a salesman, door-to-door salesman, don't do it.
Leave me alone.
No one cares.
Yep.
You may find...
Double glazing, you're selling heating, electricity. You're all going to beat each other. You're bollocks.
You may find somebody that agrees and says, yeah, you know what? Actually, you're right.
Mm-hmm.
But to be honest, they're very far and few between. Yep. Because there's so many ways of fucking...
Do it over the telephone.
No, don't. I don't even answer the phone now.
Well, there you go. They're going to save money.
I don't answer the door. I don't even fucking dog answer the door now.
Don't save money on people walking around, chatting shit on people's doorsteps. Just sit them at a phone. They're going to ring you up. If they don't answer, I'm not going to answer. Who answers their home phone?
You've got more chance standing at the edge of a road.
No one rings just house phones these days to talk to someone.
Fucking house phones ring all the time.
No, but if someone, like a friend... Wants to get in touch with you. They're going to text you. They're going to ring your mobile.
Facebook.
They know that's where they can get hold of you. They're not going to fucking ring your house phone.
But no, bus toy.
Yeah.
But anyway, so I got there an hour later. Done all this shit. I was like, done all this. He said to me, "Guys, Marcus is going to come pick you up. Thanks for coming along. I'm going to ring up Josh at the." Back at the office, tell him how well you did. I was like, okay, great, nice one, mate. Thumbs up.
Yeah.
Fucking well impressed. I am loving it. He's like, I will let him know that you've done great. You've been really good, mate. Well done. I was like, thank you a lot.
Cheers.
Glad I pleased you. Didn't do fuck all, mate.
Yeah.
Stood there. Sure, I insulted him. This Marcus picked me up. Nice BMW. Give him that. Yeah, nice BMW. Took me there. He sent there. He goes, hey, dude, mate, did you enjoy that? I was like, yeah, mate. Yeah, it's good. Yeah. Lying at me arse.
Yeah.
Just didn't want to sell us. So then he was like, okay, cool. He goes, yeah, gonna take you back, gonna go back to see Josh. He's gonna have a final like interview with you, then you're gonna see how you done. He goes, oh, obviously blah 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 is gonna tell you how well you did. Cool. Started driving around thingy, stopped. Parked the car up. I'm like, cool. I got out of the car, thought, the fuck? Took me to the fucking bus stop in Malden. Stood there with me and I was like, right, I'm at a bus stop, I'm not stupid, I'm getting a bus.
Yeah,
but he was with me. I was like, but he's got a car. He said, right, yeah, mate, okay, yeah, bus for you in a sec. Here you go, I'll pay for your bus fare. What you do once you get the ticket, take it back to the office, give it to the receptionist, she stamp it, we're getting the money back. I was like, right.
It's Malden. Can't he drive from Malden?
No, because he had to go back to work. He'd already fucking... didn't realise. The geezer he had before didn't kill him. He'd fucking chucked him on a bus and all. £1.20 it cost. To go for... oh, something like that. To go from Malden to Chelmsford.
I wouldn't have gone back. I wouldn't have...
I was standing at the bus stop and I walked on the bus. I felt like a kid. He walked in front of me. He went, one single to Chelmsford, please, mate. And he went, there's two of you. He went, no, just him. I'm paying for him. I thought, oh, that twat. Thank you. He gave me a ticket. He went, nice, mate, give it to reception. Just stamp it up. We're getting the money back. See you later. And he walked off. And we just sat in the back of the bus. I was like, the fuck?
So
sat in the back of the bus, rang up Charlotte. First thing, he just went, how'd it go? I went, sitting on a fucking bus from Malden going back to Chelmsford. She went, just get off and go home. I went, can't, I've got a ticket, I've got to give back to the receptionist.
Where back did you have to go to? Where was that? You had to give that ticket back here.
It was, you know where I used to live down Richard Lane?
Yep.
Yeah, it was the top of the road. Yeah. little offices. So it wasn't that far. So I said, don't worry, mate. I said, I'm going to take it back anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So I took it back. I got dropped off, and I purposely got off the bus at High Chelmer Multi Story.
Yep.
So I knew I could just walk, slow walk up there. I thought, I'm going to take a slow walk.
Yeah, fucking right.
So if I could do it, I'm thinking, what the fuck is this? Fuck? I'm never going to get a fucking job. Do you know what I mean? This is what's out there. And I got all the way up there, gives a ticket to the lady, threw it on the desk. And this is what I wish had happened. I'm going to tell you a scenario of what I would have done, what I was thinking in my head, threw it to her and went, fuck your job.
Yeah.
Bunch of cunts. And walked out.
What actually happened?
I said, here's your ticket. She gave me another fucking form to fill in. Filled that in. What would you want about, would you like the job? I didn't want the job. So I really went, I'd love the job. I did. I went, oh yeah, this would be a great blah 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 opportunity for me. Got taken into the office to speak to Josh, sitting there. Been speaking to Marcus, been speaking to John. I think you're great. Love, when can you start? I went, I tell you what, I said, it's Friday. I said, I'll have to speak to my work. I was working at Boots at the time.
Yep.
I said, let them know. I'll let you know Monday morning. He went, brilliant, nice one. Great to have you on the team. Walked out, undone my tie, down the road, rang up Charlotte, said, yeah. I ain't doing that.
No.
Fuck that. Rang her back on the Monday. I said, oh, I'm just ringing up to tell John and Josh and Marcus and that, no, I can't do it. Won't be able to start because my job's offered me a better position. And they got really asked on the phone. He went, fine, don't worry about it then. Thank you. Bye. Yeah? Oh, 2 weeks later, I drove past that building to let, the office said. They're going around the whole of fucking Chelmsford just getting these fucking like salespeople. It's a fucking farce. If you ever got offered a job selling stuff door to door, don't do it.
Warning
big time.
Fuck, I couldn't do that. I know people that do that, you know. I know, I used to live with someone who'd do that, and he'd come home and he'd be like, you know, yeah, I'd promising like these people
that, promises,
you know, and promises. You know, he's selling so and so would be selling a kitchen. You know, when you put in this position where it's someone sat in your house, sometimes you just want to finish it. You know, you're like, look, okay, yeah. All right, give us a quote. Okay, yeah, I'll do that. As soon as they're gone, boom. So you leave the house thinking, that's a sale, I've a nice commission on that, lovely jubbly, and then
they never
2 days later, they phone up, they cancel it. And this person I live with, I felt sorry for him, he could sell fucking snow to an Eskimo, you know what I mean? But when it comes to stuff like this, a lot of people are just like,
snow to an Eskimo.
Yeah.
Glasses to a blind person.
Yep.
Headphones to a deaf man.
Yep.
Any more? Ladder to a midget. They need a midget.
They do.
They need a midget. They need a ladder.
Fucking hell.
But no, so, you know, in between us. But in between us, that's what it is. It's all about kind of like mistakes.
Yep.
The things you get on with in life,
mm-hmm.
That's what you do, and yep. Your mateship, and it's your youth.
Yep,
that's what I've dealt with. Shit like that. You've dealt with like
poo pants,
and trainers for the shit.
Yep.
So the question was, I think we could sum this up.
Yep.
In Between was a great show, by the way.
Oh, we love it.
Can't wait for it.
Yeah.
What the movie? What the fuck does Billy know about the In Betweeners? What do you know about In Betweeners, bro?
What do I know about the in-betweeners? I know that they're not the popular people.
No.
Right. And they're not the geeky people.
They're not.
They're the in-betweeners.
How'd you work that out?
Took a while.
You're a fucking genius.
Well, you know, it goes without
saying. Like Brian Cox. The Sun newspaper's professor. That's you, that is.
That is me. That's me. That's someone else's picture. Check it out.
So... yeah, in between us.
That's where they are.
Yeah, you're almost just like, if you.
We didn't really talk too much about
it. I'm going to apologise again because.
Just stay away from gooey poo shoes.
Yeah, and if you watch the in between us film, this is like a time capsule thing.
Mm-hmm.
If there's anything in that in between us film to do with someone shitting their pants or something, you heard it here first.
This is where they got it from.
I'll tell you what, because. I'm going to put that bet on. I'll go and put that bet in the shop.
Someone shits
in. I bet you something to do with shit He's going to be in that film. I just see it.
Can you place that bit in a betting shop?
I don't think you can, but I can just imagine it. Can you just, someone eating something dodgy and shitting themselves while talking to a bird.
At a very inconvenient
It's an in between his thing, isn't it? It's mm-hmm. what you can see actually. Yeah. I mean, a bollock falling out of a fucking his trousers in a fashion show.
You never imagine it.
I mean, that's as crazy it gets.
Let's see some poo.
Let's see some poo! They saved it on that. Say it again, Bill.
Let's see some poo.